it's our lower league show, and this time it's focusing in on the Championship. I was almost tempted. I've not done Dan Hewitt yet, but I was almost tempted to start with Dan Hewitt, even though I'm doing him later and do it in reverse order. I'm doing Laura Hartley first on Coventry City, and the reason why is because Dan is furious it gets called the lower league show to such an extent that getting to say it up the top, I might just bring it back in later on and do it that way around with him. We just mean the lower leagues in general. I like to focus on the Championship because I've always got an eye on who's going to come up. With Laura, then my first question just becomes, are Coventry real, or was it all a crazy, heady dream when they scored 12 goals in two games?
Do you know what? Annoyingly, I wasn't even there for them, and I was so annoyed.
That's really funny. You weren't there for either of them. They literally scored. I mean, it's like Derby away is that tough for you either. You know, they literally scored 12 goals in two games, and you weren't at either.
I was livid. I was absolutely livid with myself. I just couldn't believe it. But do you know what? Watching, I think I must have been watching from afar, listening to it as well. And I still don't really believe it. I really don't. But it's the confidence boost that we needed. We haven't had a good start to the season in years.
Yeah.
And we were saying at the start, saying, you know, if we can just get a good little run of games, then it'll just do the world of wonders going into first international break and then beyond into end of September and October. And I think scoring as many goals as we have, the performances that we've pulled out. I mean, we came away from Oxford with a draw and we're all disappointed. I think that says so much, and we're still unbeaten.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, so it's worth saying, listen, the QPR one is one of those where everything someone hits goes in. but Coventry did take Derby County to the cleaners.
Yes.
So that in the 5-3, you know, and it obviously finishes literally 5-3. But in the 5-3, it's striking that for me, you know, when I looked at the numbers post-match, because you look at the numbers post-match QPR, as I say, the expected goals for Coventry is 1.3 and he scored 7. Everything they hit went in, but they battered Derby. They created chance after chance after chance after chance, didn't they? They play really, really well. And I think they made clear that almost in one almost fell swoop, really, that sides like Derby this season are none of Coventry's business.